and good evening. This is Jet, and you're listening to
Metal Magdalene.
Welcome, everybody, to the Metal Magdalene with Jet Radio Show and After 5 podcast. Today we are joined by James, the drummer and vocalist of the band Black Tusk. Welcome to the show, James. So, James, give us a little history on the band, like how you all met up to form the band.
Well, we came from different bands, and basically we decided between us that we were going to be, like, the other bands didn't want to do what we wanted to do. Like, they didn't want to tour, they didn't want to, you know, like, really put themselves into it, so we met up down the street. Ethan and Andrew came to the house. And, you know, we talked to each other and said, let's do this for real. Let's do this. And that was that.
And now, James, you are the drummer. So now, was the drums the first instrument that you played growing up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And do you remember your first kit?
I do. It was basically like pieced together, but I mean, I didn't get a drum set. I had to build it, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it was like Christmas time was like, oh, a new part of my drum set.
And who are some of the bands that kind of influenced you growing up, and was there like a certain drummer that really wowed you?
I mean, there was definitely drummers that, I mean, I grew up on the MTV generation, mm-hmm. you know, so, I mean, it was like Charlie Benante, you know, like yep. Steven Adler, Lars Ulrich, you know, like, it's your typical drummer, you know, like, in those days, you know, I mean, I love drummers now, but in those days, that was what I grew up with. It was an MTV generation. So,
and now you guys, you just released your new album, The Way Forward, on April 26th. And this is your first album as a four-piece. So tell us a little bit why you guys wanted to add that extra person and how it kind of adds to your sound now.
Well, I mean, Derek is necessary. Mm-hmm. You know, like, he's my rhythm section, so he's necessary. And Scary's always been around. Mm-hmm. He's always been there. So it was like, why not just put him in the band? You know, like, it just made sense.
And this is his first album with the band as well. So tell us a little bit about him then.
Dude, Scary?
Yeah.
Man, he's the best. Right. He's the best. He's a really solid ass guitar player. You know, like anything that you tell him that you want him to play, he can do it. Like, he'll find a way to do it. So.
And this is also the first album with all you guys singing too. Now you got an extra person singing. So how did he like doing that kind of stuff? And how do you kind of split up the vocals as who sings what?
Man, I mean, we kind of just go with it. It's like playing music, you know? Like, you just go, these vocals would sound good here. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's really how you have to put it.
And now, yeah.
That's how we do it, because we all sound different. Mm-hmm. You can definitely tell our different voices.
And now you guys just did your album's release show. So how did that go? And what were like some of the crowd reactions to the new material?
Oh, badass. Yeah, it was fucking amazing. I was not let down at all by our city.
Well, that's a good thing, James.
Yeah, I was not let down at all.
And now the first...
Our city came out in force.
Right, that's awesome. And you guys, the first cut off the album, Out of Grasp, does kind of have that little punky feel to it. So tell us a little bit about how you guys kind of went into this album musically.
We just dive on in, you know, like, what sounds good? We're all music makers, so, like, I have stuff in my phone that I'll be like, dunk, you know, like, and tell them, and, like, Scary can play it, you know, like, instantly. I will, like, lift himself, that was something that was on my mind for a long time. And then I explained it to Scary, and he was like, okay, I'll play this now. You know, mm-hmm. And that's how we roll.
And now you guys, the name of the album, once again, is The Way Forward. So James, what is The Way Forward pertaining to this album and the band?
It's time to, like, put the past to the past. Like, basically, like, if you can see the, you know, like, the cover of the album, it's like a funeral, you know, it's like, it's time to let some shit just die, and let's go do something new, you know, so that's basically where The Way Forward came.
And now you wrote the lyrics for the second single, Dance on Your Grave. So tell us a little bit about that song, James, and kind of what emotions you were feeling when writing them.
There's been a troubled past for me, you know, and in this band. So, like, basically, I just wrote lyrics about it, you know, like, it was what I was feeling at the time, like, I don't know, like, the proof is in the pudding, you know, like, but yeah, Dance on Your Grave is definitely something that is close to me.
And now, did I read that Baroness's guitarist and their vocalist, John Dyer Basley, does all your album art?
No. He does a lot of the album art, but Brian Mercer does a lot, too. Okay. He did the new one.
And so, well, tell us a little bit.
In the past, too.
So tell us a little bit about the cover art, then.
Like I said, I wanted it to look like a funeral.
And it does. A cool.
Yeah, like and we've always had Agatha as our girl. Mm-hmm. Like, she's always on the cover. You know? Mm-hmm. So, so we made basically, I talked to Brian, and we went back and forth, over and over and over again on what we wanted it to look like, and basically, you know, came up to where we wanted it to look like a funeral. To be the way forward, you know, like, let shit die sometimes.
And now, on this album, did you guys do anything differently than you have before besides adding an extra person, or did you just kind of keep it in the Black Tusk vein of things?
Well, it's always like this. I always say, and Andrew will say the same thing, it's like, we always change shit up, mm-hmm. but we always want to make sure that it sounds like us. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to know that it's Black Tusk. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you got to change it, you know, like, change that shit up. And it was awesome doing it at home in the studio, you know, mm-hmm. at Scary Studio. And really, like, creating it ourselves.
And when you were doing it in his studio, isn't it? It must be better for you guys. You don't get that pressure of, you know, being in there and all the corporate people around you and everything. It's so, does that kind of help you
absolutely.
In the whole?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all home. This one was home done. You know,
it's
like,
homegrown. And speaking of the album art, so just to get your kind of opinion a little bit on this, a lot of bands are kind of going with AI art now. So what are your thoughts on all this AI stuff and its effect on the art world and the music world?
Well, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do, but I like to keep it organic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm from the old school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Big Rattlehead, you know, like, Alistair Fiend types, you know, like, I like the old school shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if that's what they want to do, then go do it. But it's not for me. It's not for us.
And James, you guys got a lot of stuff going on this year. I mean, we're just getting into the summer season.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we definitely got a lot of shit that's about to go on. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, there you have it. Black Tusk have a new album out now on Season of Mist called The Way Forward. You can check out their websites to see where they're playing and where you can pick up merchandise. And James, thank you for taking the time to talk with us, and we wish you and the band all the best.
No problem. Thank you.